prominently featured feminist activist Letitia Khan is from the Ivory Coast, and she does these amazing sculptures using her natural hair, and I mean amazing. And I remember when I first came to know of her, and many people were celebrating her, and everyone was, you know, loving the fact that she was representing natural black textured hair and all of the fantastic things that it could do, you know, the miracle of it, right? And people loved it. And then somewhere, I think around 2016 or somewhere around the Me Too movement, she began to talk more about her feminism and sex-based oppression. Whew, the more she talked about this, the more furiously angry people got. And they began to say things to her that they're still saying, even as of this weekend when she made a statement about no longer standing for some of the mistreatment, the abuse, the violent threats that she receives as a result of speaking on sex-based oppression. She gets often people saying things like, well, womanhood isn't even for black women. How are you even, you know, putting basically, how are you gatekeeping that, I guess is what they're saying. As if she doesn't deserve boundaries, as if she, a beautiful black woman, doesn't deserve boundaries because other people may not see her a certain way, as if the way other people see her should really even be a concern of hers. That's a concern for them, because it doggone sure doesn't seem to be a concern for her, which is the healthy way to live one's life, right? So these days, we are being told by experts, so-called, authors, leaders, government leaders, leaders of organizations, members of organizations, even members of organizations that are putting themselves out to be out for women and girls, so they say, telling us that, first of all, if you are a woman, number one, and most especially, if you're a black woman, number two, you have no right to set up boundaries. You have no right to set up standards. You have no right to set up any type of safety, safeguards, protections around your sexuality. None whatsoever. You don't get that right. How dare you even suggest it? You know, any of us is subject to be told this. Any of us, black women in particular, get told that we have no right to set up boundaries around our sex, our sexuality, whatever we believe womanhood to be, because that's subjective. So whatever we believe womanhood to be, we have no right, they say, to set boundaries to this. And there, you know, I wish I could just say, oh yeah, this is just males saying this. This is not women and girls. But that's not true, because some of those girls have internalized misogyny, you know, as well. And so they too do not believe that black women in particular, black girls in particular, have any need or have any right. How dare you, the audacity of you, to set up boundaries. And I'm hoping you guys don't listen to people who tell you that, because you're beautiful, you're unique, you're special, you're wonderful, divinely created. You are a miracle of miracles, that you're even, you know, that we're even still here. We are still here doing the wonderful things that we're doing, the amazing things that we're doing. We're a miracle. And you deserve the best of everything in life, of everything, of everything. And I'm sorry if you haven't had it up to this point. And I really hope and pray that that changes for you. But you deserve the best. You deserved the best when it wasn't given to you, if it wasn't given to you. And you deserve the best right here, right now. So what I decided to do, I said, you know what? I'm going to go through my library, and I'm going to see what I have on boundaries. And I think we need to take a little journey through boundaries for a little while. Don't y'all? Yeah. All right. So here's what I found. I love this recording. Get into it, save it, listen to it often when you feel the need for a little pick me up. Let me know if it works for you. Let me know if you have more to add. info@wesurviveabuse.com. Remember, we're at wesurviveabuse.com. All right. Be blessed by this. Be great.
Three common obstacles in the way of implementing good boundaries. Everyone's obstacles for setting healthy boundaries may be different, but there are some very common ones out there. Generally, these obstacles have to do with people believing they don't deserve to set boundaries or not knowing how to properly set them. With some research and reading, all of these common obstacles can be overcome. 1. Fear of being abandoned. As difficult as it is to admit, many people have a fear of being abandoned by all their close relatives and friends. The mere thought of telling them something they may not like could convince you that they are going to leave you right away. However, if it is so easy to see them abandoning you, then should they really be in your life? For some people, this fear of abandonment is constant, not just when they are setting boundaries. Sometimes it is internal anxiety or something else, but often this feeling comes about when others do things to make you feel like they don't care. These are the people that setting boundaries with may benefit you most. Setting boundaries with them could make sure that they don't make you feel lesser than and don't give you that constant anxiety. If they truly care about you and want to be in your life, then they will not abandon you. If they do abandon you, then it is better for your well-being that they are out of your life. 2. Non-deserving. Many people underestimate themselves and believe they do not deserve the best in life. With boundaries, people may believe that their boundaries aren't that important or aren't huge changes, so they don't deserve to set them. Or the reason could be even more deep-seated and traumatic. No matter what your reason for feeling non-deserving of boundaries, you are wrong. Everyone on this planet is here for a reason and deserves to set boundaries so that others do not make you uncomfortable or hurt your emotions or mental stability, including you. There is no such thing as deserving a sense of self and boundaries. It is a given right. Looking deeper into yourself could give you a better idea of why you believe you don't deserve this. Then from there, you may be able to work through it and get rid of these obstacles. 3. Fear of an argument. Most people don't inherently know how to start a conversation about their boundaries. Not knowing how to do this or not being able to plan it out can lead to believing that there will be anger on the other side of the conversation and maybe even an argument. These can make people never want to risk bringing up the conversation. Once again, if you think these people will start an argument about healthy boundaries you are trying to set, then it's time to look at the real traits of these people. Those who you have healthy relationships with would not start an argument over a healthy boundary setting. They would have your best interest at hand. Everyone has different fears when starting the journey into setting healthy boundaries within their relationships. A great way to work through any fear is to look inwardly. First, figure out what exactly your fears and perceived obstacles are. Writing them down can sometimes help sort out your thoughts. Then, figure out why these are fears in your mind. Getting to the root of the issue is a large step in overcoming the issue. While you may find out more about yourself than you may like, it will help you in the long run. From there, you are able to dismantle these irrational obstacles or fears. Then, you are well on your way to setting healthy boundaries.
So listen, everyone ought to have boundaries.
healthy people believe that they should, that they are deserving of boundaries. Healthy people believe that they deserve boundaries, that what they value deserves to have boundaries around it. So for those of us who have come, maybe through healing, maybe you didn't even need the healing, you already knew, maybe through faith work, through wherever you got that message, that great, positive, healthy message that whoever you were created to be, it indeed is so valuable that you deserve boundaries around yourself, safe boundaries, safeguarding, protection. You deserve dignity and to be treated fairly. So, in any way, please listen to this often as you need to. Share it with others. Because boundaries, I don't remember learning about boundaries in school. Do you? Maybe you did, but boundaries aren't taught, but they really, to me, are something that should be taught in school age. All right, go out there, be great. Please reassess your boundaries. Think about, you know, how you feel about whether or not you should have them, how you feel about whether or not other people should have them. Other people should assert them. And, you know, we can keep talking about it. All right, guys. Be great. Be great. Be great. Be great. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. Abundant blessings.